bet with the biggest, bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was. Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he would drink the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosiered. This deal.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Yeah, let's do that. If you've listened to any time at all, you know that Monday is the tech segment and Tuesday is the movie segment. And we lost our tech guy and our movie guy when we left because they weren't able to come with us. So we're auditioning people. Yesterday we had Kevin Harville. And he talked some tech talk. And today, auditioning for the movie guy, and he doesn't seem nervous at all. What is it with these people that come in here and they're not nervous? Would you please welcome Dan Buffa?
Hello, Dan. Hello, Frank. Hello, listeners. What's going on?
Well, here's what's going on. I got to thinking about something. In every segment we do, except this one, the tech segment, Dr. Doug, Scott Sherman's Leap, we take calls. But we don't take calls on the movie segment.
Mm-mm.
And the question is, should we? Because I would think it would be tough simply because the questions could be all over the place. Somebody could go, who co-starred with Burt Lancaster back in
90? That's if you're doing a contest, sure. But you could just have people call up and say, hey, what's an old movie you watched yesterday that somebody needs to watch?
But that's trivia. I would think if we did it, we'd take calls about movies that are currently in the theaters or have recently been released.
What was the highest grossing movie of 1982? Yeah, something like that.
Do you know the answer to that?
I don't.
Well, see, then you don't want that call,
do you? Not at all.
Yeah. Now, let's find out a little bit about you, Dan Buffa. What do you do to pay the bills? Because certainly you're not going to do it with what this pays. What do you do?
I write for KSTK News.
Ooh.
TV. They basically let me do whatever I want. I write about the Cardinals, which is, you know, makes me drink whiskey. I write about the movies, TV. I've interviewed teachers, man. They let me do anything.
Who reads what you wrote? People on
the
air?
Well, my mom and my wife and my dad sometimes, and four other people.
Okay, but do you write for the people on the air to read it, or do you write it for their website?
For website. Yeah, KSTKnews.com. I'm pretty much all over their webpage. I'll do interviews, sports. I love to write about the movies. The movies are just where I can write every day about the movies. I watch way too many movies.
So how long have you done this?
I've done this for 4 years.
There?
Yes.
What did you do before that?
That I essentially worked in a warehouse, which is right down the street from here.
Kind of warehouse?
I was a forklift driver in a chemical warehouse distribution center.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah. Whoa.
The guy can drive a forklift. He writes. What else? I mean, off the air, Dan Strauss showed me pictures of shutters he put up. He's really proud of them, and they look nice. And so Dan Buffa here, I made the statement. I said, I can't do anything. I can't build anything, put up anything, paint anything. I just can't do it. And Dan said, I can't either. My wife does all that stuff.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm telling you, she does.
She does.
She does. I mean, even my 6-year-old son knows to go to my wife to go, Dad, no, I'm not going to Dad. Mom, can you please put this together? And I want to try, and I'll fail. And
so what kind of stuff does she do?
She's the manager of the tile shop in Sunset Hills.
Oh, she could put like
flooring and kitchen. She'll redo your whole house.
Whoa. So any of the labor in your house, she does. It's like
she can
carpentry.
Do it. Yeah, like she can literally pick out the tile and install the tile.
Don't tell me she also cooks.
Cooks better, but she's taught me how to cook, and now I do all the cooking.
Okay.
But she comes from an Italian family just like myself. But in her house, the parents let the kids cook. In my house, it was like go in the living room and watch
Get
cartoons.
Get out of the kitchen.
Get out. Don't touch the spatula.
If you'd said she's a great cook and a carpenter and puts flooring down, that would have been, now we know you're lying. That's an unbelievable. That's too much to believe. All right, so here's the way this works. I don't know if you heard when Max did it or not.
Max, I did.
Essentially, you come in, you tell us what you think we'd like to know about what's at the movies, what's released on Blu-ray, whatever. Do it any way you want to. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is our tryout movie guy, Dan Buffa. Dan, take it away.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to stay home.
Chicken butt, 5 cents cut, dipped in grease, one a piece.
That's right. Spider-Man.
Thanks, kids.
A Spider-Man film came out today that you actually want to see. This is the first time in like 15 years because the Tobey Maguire movies were bad, in my opinion.
I agree.
And you actually have a kid who's actually 19 and not like 26 like Tobey Maguire, playing a young Peter Parker, Tom Holland. They made this film, John Watts. It comes out on Redbox today. Spider-Man Homecoming with Michael Keaton as the villain. How about that?
Ah,
Keaton playing the villain. Yeah, he's really good. I mean,
I just got an idea. They ought to make like Spider-Man Speedos, but they're smaller than Speedos. They're like banana hammocks and call them Peter Parkers.
Peter Parkers. There you go.
You park it right in
there. Yeah, but movie, it's good. And I was so hard on Tobey Maguire movies because I never liked Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. Every time he came on screen, I was like, I want to punch him in the face.
I don't think I like him as anything.
I was a diehard comic book fan, so it was my first big screen with the actual visual effects Spider-Man. So I kind of liked it when he first came out.
Spider-Man 2 was good with Alfred Molina as Doc Ock. That was okay, but it was really him, though.
I think if you're a kid, it doesn't matter who plays Spider-Man. You're just there for the...
The costumes, the action, yeah.
Yeah, you don't care.
But with this one, it actually had the story. They got an indie filmmaker who had done zero big films before us. His biggest film was a movie called Cop Car with Kevin Bacon, made for about $2 million and on one location. So they go, here you go, John Watts. We're going to give you... And again, once again, Marvel took over for the Spider-Man production,
not
Sony. You know
the guy I feel sorry for? And I've always felt sorry for him. Just can't catch a break. Kevin Sausage.
Yeah.
Thanks, kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Dan, you know what? He's mad because you didn't get to do it.
I know. I'm very mad. Yeah.
No, not you. Dan Stroud.
Oh, see, I'm mixing up the Dans again. We got two Dans in this conversation again.
It's a two-Dan Tuesday.
But I'll tell you what not... I'm telling you what to see. I'm going to tell you what not to see.
All right.
Pirates of the Caribbean 17, or 5. I don't know which one.
I saw the first another one, I didn't even get it. I didn't understand it.
Here's an example. So Saturday, I put on the kids' film for my kid, and I think I'm going to fall asleep in this movie. I watched the whole thing, all 92 minutes of this movie called Homeward Bound with talking dogs. Don Ameche.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I know. But I'm thinking I was going to fall asleep.
Homeward Bound 2, Lost in the City?
Let's do it. Don Ameche's dead, though. Too bad. Then we put on Pirates 5, and my kid's like, really? And I fall asleep in 10 minutes. It is just the most unnecessary sequel. But you know what happened, Frank? It made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now Johnny Depp's going to buy another island in France.
I tried to watch the first one. I didn't even understand the story.
There is no story.
He's acting like a gay pirate.
Keith Richards, basically, in a pirate
gay
get-up.
Keith Richards.
He's like, he basically buzzes around, drinks, gets into trouble, gets out of trouble, and that's like 2.5 hours. That's basically the movie. And they've made 5 of these, but it makes a bunch of money.
And are they searching for a treasure or not?
Every movie, they're searching for a treasure or they're getting chased by a bad guy. In this case, I don't know how they got this guy to do it. Javier Bardem plays the bad guy. They must have bought...
And he makes a great bad guy.
He does. I mean, No Country for Old Men. He's creepy. He's the kind of guy, if he walks into a room, you're going to have to keep your eyes off.
He was also a bad guy in a James Bond movie.
Huh?
He was a bad guy in a James Bond movie. I think it was
Skyfall. Yes. Is he married to
Skyfall?
Penelope Cruz or somebody?
Penelope Cruz. They're married. Yeah. So a creepy guy goes home and Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Creepy guys get the chicks.
That's right. That's it. There you go.
Say hi to Tim Woodburn. He was out for a minute. He's back now. Dan Buffer.
All right.
He's great.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
He's full of energy. I like this guy.
But, Pirates 5, they're going to make a Pirates 6.
Tim Woodburn likes you. Know what that means? Nothing.
Okay.
He smells good.
All right. I'm going to write this down. If Tim likes me, this is going downhill.
Can I mention a movie for people to run from and stay away from? It's Ben Stiller. It's this art
film. Ben Stiller.
It's art film that just came out. Still Brad.
Brad Status.
Yeah, Brad Status.
It's nervous. It is Woody Allen. At a young age, that's Ben Stiller in this movie. He's neurotic.
It's a horrible movie.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but then again, I don't know. I like those indie films.
Well, you're wrong.
I know.
You can't be wrong if it's just an opinion. Of course, you're not wrong, but we couldn't disagree more. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
You really couldn't?
Horrible, yeah.
The only Woody
Was it
Allen.
The kid?
Dan number two would like to speak. Yeah,
the only
Dan.
Woody Allen movie I ever liked, because I cannot stand Woody Allen, was
everything you wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to
ask. That was good.
You know that I've never seen that one Woody Allen movie.
That was
in my
very un-Woody like. Yeah, that's
why. It was.
I won't watch any of his movies because I can't stand to look at Woody Allen.
I think the last one I watched was Midnight in Paris. I got dragged to on a date.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah. Okay, you know, I take it back. My wife, oh my goodness, we saw that.
Yeah.
She took me.
Did you make it through it? Did you make it through it?
Well, yeah, but I.
Did you cough and go, oh, I
didn't like it at all. So I have seen it. Woody
Allen. Just kind of meander. You know, a lot of his movies just kind of, they just
meander.
Awful.
That's a good word. Awful. Make a note that Max never used that word. He meander. Never used meander.
Okay, writing
that's
it down.
That's it. I'm going to tease him about that. But how about the Weinsteins,
Frank? You know Max
Frank?
Boyce? You know him?
I know him. When I started reviewing movies as just a no-experienced film critic back in 2012, he took me under his wing, well, mostly to make fun of me, because I looked like a deranged
He did
Vin-
that a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, here's a deranged Vin Diesel as a film critic. Here he is. But it was fun to review films with Max because he once, when we were against each other, we would just discuss movies for hours. I mean, because when you really like a movie, you'll stand on the ground and defend it. And when you really hate it, you just want to douse it in flames.
If you get this gig, you know he'll hate your guts.
I know. I'm ready for a feud. Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle-like feud, though. You know, friendly but also fiery.
All right, I've interrupted enough. Go ahead. I won't stop, but go ahead. What's next? What do you got next?
Oh, I will say, if you don't want to go to theaters again, you can watch it on Netflix. My boy Frank Grillo has a movie coming out on Netflix this Friday called Wheelman.
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 About a driver?
It's about a driver who drives for bad guys. The bad guys
betray him. Baby Driver was about
that. It's great, yeah. But this is like, imagine Baby Driver as a 52-year-old authentic badass.
Okay.
That's Frank Grillo. And I've had a chance to interview Frank a few times, and he started out as a soap opera guy back in you know, he played Hart Jessup back on a soap opera in the late 90s, and now 20 years later he is headlining Netflix films. He's punching Captain America in
Marvel
movies.
I know that name,
movies.
And I know I would know him if I saw
him. He has Atlantic City in his hair.
What do you think, Dan? Dan, what do you think? Dan, what do you think?
I don't think anything.
Wait, the guy you're talking about, was that Crossbones?
Yes,
in the latest
that's Crossbones.
One?
Okay, yeah. Wow. He is just one of those guys who's grounded away at the movies in small roles, and now he's finally, at the age of 52, headlining movies. And this movie is 82 minutes, Frank. I mean, he told me this doesn't have an ounce of fat on this running time. And he plays a driver for bad guys. The bad guys betray him, and he gets mad.
I just did a mean thing. I saw Dan on the other side of the glass, talking to one of the management people here. Mm-hmm. So I knew he couldn't talk to him on this note, so that's why I
made him look like an idiot.
Yeah. Dan, what do you think? And of course, I don't think either. Yeah.
Special. I just want to say, awesome.
We treat each other badly here.
Well, that's the way
you do. You'd have to be part of that. You just have to know that.
To be anti-heroes in this room.
Yeah.
Friends in here.
Frank Grillo, I know that if I saw him, I'd go, guy.
Because that's the kind of guy you watched the movies for 10 years and went, that guy. Yeah, and you'd ask,
did you see
that
film about his family? It was like a shot on a foggy day, Grillo's in the Mist.
Oh, my goodness. That was hot.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dan.
Grillo's never hot.
There you go. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask Frank if he saw that movie. Get some rights to that
movie
thing.
About his half-brother, Phil the Gorilla?
There you go.
For those who might not know, that's a very famous St. Louis Zoo character, Phil the Gorilla.
Yeah. There you go.
Go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
No, that's good stuff, man.
Thank you.
That's going to be Frank Grillo's next project.
I won't get you the job telling me that's good stuff.
I know.
Go ahead.
But, guys, how about the Feinstein brothers, man?
You mean Weinstein?
Well, the way it is, they're going to be called Feinsteins now. They're going to change their name. Because now Bob Weinstein is being implicated in the sexual harassment stuff at the Weinstein company.
What you did, you made a mistake. You actually missed. You said Feinstein.
Yeah,
you meant Weinstein.
Oh, maybe.
But you covered it by going, well,
I covered. I pivoted.
I like that.
Oh, don't do that. Deny.
I pivoted. No,
don't
I pivoted.
Admit weakness. Don't
I,
admit weakness.
I like the way he got out of it.
You should have told him. Oh, you had him.
You're changing their name. I like the way he did that. Look, here's my take on the whole Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
First of all, if there's anybody in the entire world who doesn't think that as long as there have been movies and movie stars, female stars, this hasn't been going on, you're out of your mind and you're nuts. There have been women for decades who would be willing to do all kinds of things to become a star. Now, I'm not talking about forcible rape. I'm talking about when you're in the room with whoever it is, Harvey Weinstein goes, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll get you a part in a movie or sleep with me. they had every opportunity to go, no, slap him in the face and go, not going to do that, and walk out. But they chose to do it.
Choice.
Now, that's what most of this is about. I am not talking, again, about forcible rape. That's
no,
a whole
it's a fine line.
That's a different deal. But nobody seems to want to discuss. It's funny to me that the Gwyneth Paltrows and all these very rich stars, now they're willing to say something after they've gotten their money.
Well, remember when Kobe Bryant was implicated by somebody years
yes.
later?
Yes.
It's like, why wait? You know, come out. Slam him. You know, I mean, get him while it's hot, especially, but now they're all coming
but
out.
But if they'd all done that early on, all of them,
yeah.
it would have been taken care of. The problem was there would be one brave, what was her name, Angie Everhart? She told the story on the yacht. So back then you have one brave soul who's willing to go tell everybody what he did, but she's the only one. So they just laughed and made fun of her. Oh, that's just Harvey.
Yeah.
But if 20 women had done it and gotten attorneys, they just shut this guy down. A long time ago.
It's almost like this. You know, power, I mean, when people are ready to take power down, they do it. But they weren't ready back then, so now they're ready.
Right.
I think the Weinstein Company was ready to oist Harvey out of there. And now they thought, okay, let's bring all this down. Let's set the fire that we've been holding on to for a long time.
Well, there are directors and producers all over Hollywood right now sweating bullets because dozens of them have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And now they're wondering,
who's next?
Me too?
I mean, Ben Affleck came out one day and said, this is terrible. And then a video of him being sexually harassing a woman came out. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like you're just pivoting.
It was two occasions. Definitely.
Hey, did you see where somebody just took a shot at him the other day?
Yeah.
No, Affleck. I mean, like a gunshot.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, wow.
And he spared his life because somebody
it must have been the Joker.
No, somebody yelled, duck, Affleck.
Oh,
I made that up. I just made that up. Just
wow. Fantastic. Now,
man, thanks, kids.
Unbelievable.
This has nothing to do with anything. But
those are the best segments, by the way.
It's perfect for this show.
But we have a listener that's been on hold for about 30 minutes on the phone. So whatever he's got to say, probably wants to.
I agree. Put him on here. Carl, you've been holding forever, and this is the movie segment, but we're interrupting the movie segment.
Turn your radio
just
down,
because
Carl.
You've been on hold so long. Please turn please turn your radio down. And Carl, you've been on hold forever. This must be really important. What can we do for you?
Well, let me tell you this. Dan almost killed me.
Okay.
I told him I'm on hospice care, and I needed to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to get to the top of the list, and I guess he decided not to.
All right, what can we do for you?
You're at the top of the list.
Oh, I'm at the top of the list now?
Yeah.
Now you are.
Carl, you're on now. What can we do for you?
So I understand. I know you were talking about going down the lake quite a bit.
Yeah.
And thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. But one time when I was coming back from the lake, I got to tell you, have you ever heard of hobo chicken?
I have heard of it. I don't remember what it is.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what happened. I was driving 70 miles down Highway 70 coming back home, and I saw this sign at the last second, and I saw hobo chicken on there. And I said something to my wife. I said, have you ever eaten hobo chicken? I said, what is that? And she goes, I don't know. And I thought for sure she would know. She's always been in the restaurant industry. So I thought, man, I've got to find out what hobo chicken is. That sounds maybe kind of good. So another 5, 6, 7, 12 miles down the road, I see the sign coming up again. And I thought, I'm going to slow down. I get down to 40, 50 miles an hour. And I was like, okay, this is it. I'm going to find out what hobo chicken is and where it's at, where I can get it. And I get to the sign so I can start reading it. And it says HBO channels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, there was quite a misconception there, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
He waited a half hour to tell you.
Carl, how long were you on hold, Carl?
He needs to say this again.
Like 34 minutes.
It's a cell phone bill right there.
It's a half hour of his life he'll never get back.
HBO channels, not HBO chicken.
So this was your wife that thought it said hobo chicken, is that right?
No, I thought it was hobo chicken.
Yeah. Tell the story again. Frank didn't get it.
No,
tell that story again. Frank missed it. Start from the beginning.
I don't need to hear it again. Carl, is there anything else?
That's it.
I'm sorry?
Glad you're on the other station.
Thank you.
I waited probably an hour to talk to you on the other station, though. So this is good.
Well, we're even more popular here, apparently, so I'm glad we took your call.
I want some chicken.
All right.
Thanks for sticking with us, Carl. All right. excited.
Now I want some chicken.
Yeah, that's really all I got from that.
It's funny. Now I want to watch HBO.
No, I want some chicken.
No, yeah.
45 minutes.
Sorry.
He waited. 45 minutes.
I was up for so long.
And who was it that said, excuse me, but I think we need to talk to this guy. Who interrupted Dan Buffa's auditioning segment?
No, it was Limey.
It was Limey. Limey's the one who said, this guy's been holding for a long time. Hey, go tuck this
I've got this. I've got this.
But your screener's responsibility is to let you know that somebody wants to not give you winning lottery ticket numbers. He doesn't want to give you winning lottery
tickets. I want to know what he was doing for 45 minutes. Were you just like, you know, putting a phone down?
Dan, I can't apologize more. This is your auditioning.
No, and that's all right.
This, to the listeners, this makes your segment sound horrible.
You're going to hate me even more now, but we've got to take a break soon.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't.
Well, no, well, we sort of do. But what else? Before we take a break, and then we'll come back and let you pick it back up. Do you have anything else before the break?
I think we're going to tell you why you should be watching Showtime instead of HBO after the break.
After the break, we're going to find out why. Dan Buffa says you should be watching Showtime instead of Hobo Chicken. That's coming up right after the break. And let me start the break this way. Gateway, lock, and security cameras. Now, you're married. You have kids, Dan?
Yes, sir.
How many kids do you have?
I have one six-year-old.
Oh, cute. That's a cute age.
Oh, yeah.
They're really cute then. Now, do you have security cameras at your house?
I do not.
Then you don't love your family.
Well, just a little bit less than enough.
Well, that's what it says to me. What if a bad person came and got into your house and took something and you weren't home and then you came home and everything is, where's my TV? And you have no way of positively identifying who took it.
It'd be Taken 4 instead of Liam Neeson. It'd be me in the movie.
Yeah, that's
tracking people down, that's trying to find my
cure. That's what you get for not having high-definition security cameras. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras is in the business of a few things, actually. They do install ultra-high-definition security cameras. They also do keyless entry and proximity cards, which is what we have here, where you don't even have to touch anything, do anything. You just walk up and put it near it, and beep, and you're in. They do that also. Now, there was a time, not that many years ago, when, you know, gas stations and the only people that had cameras, it seemed to be like the convenience store, the gas station, and it was that horrible, grainy, you couldn't make out who the person was, and they might have been right on camera, but you watch the news, if anybody recognizes this guy, well, you couldn't recognize him, you couldn't tell who they were, because the picture was so lousy. That's over. Those days are over. This is ultra high definition. You can zoom in and count freckles. You will see everything. The other great thing about these cameras is that you might need one or two or 20. They will work with a home, a business, a warehouse, any size. And I know there are people that think, well, you know, I don't need security cameras. I don't have anything. Do you have a human being in your house? Do you have family? Do you have anybody you care about? Property? You have to have something. I like it when bad people get caught. I really do. I get giddy when I see that some thug got shot and killed, or at least caught and put in prison or something. The other thing about cameras, and it's unfortunate that there's no way to count how many bad things didn't happen because somebody had ultra-high-definition security cameras put in by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. You'll never know how many crimes didn't take place at your place of business or your home because you had the cameras that scared everybody but the really stupid criminals away. Only the dumbest of dumb guys would go ahead with whatever their plan was once they look up and see those cameras. So if you're interested at all in not only prevention, but nailing thugs who deserve to be nailed and caught, go to this website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light, just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everyone gets locked in before it's too late. With rates this low, we are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment. It only takes 5 minutes to figure out how much money I can save you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starting Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Silence. I did not hear music right after the commercial. Tell them whose fault that was.
That was my fault. My name is Limey Phillips, and I am...
Idiot! Would you hand me, Dan, will you hand me that every time he pulls that stuff?
Oh, man. Now, how many times is that rung per show?
Well,
first time.
I just saw it.
Normally they
here.
Find me oh, okay. 25 cents.
There it is. Even it's broken. So back to Dan Buffa, who's auditioning for Movie Reviewer. You may continue now. You said you're going to give people a reason to watch Showtime and not HBO, right?
Yeah, and this is like, you know, unheard of because HBO wins all the Emmys. They get all the shows. But I
Showtime has Ray Donovan.
They have Ray Donovan.
Great show.
Yeah. HBO only has Liev Schreiber's voice. Showtime has Liev's body and voice and soul. Ray
go.
Donovan in its fifth season, I think, is better than ever.
Dan, you've never seen. You don't have I've, Showtime.
No, and I've never seen Ray Donovan.
Get it now. That's all. I mean, but by the time
it is worth it.
You could stream it or down. You, yeah.
By next Tuesday, you should have it. Let's put it that
by
way.
Next Tuesday, I want you to have seen every episode.
Or Dan, come over to my season. House and we'll watch Ray Donovan.
That sounded gay.
But, go ahead. But no, it's a classic story. He plays an L.A. fixer, you know, a guy who fixes the problems of the rich. And, you know, has the family at home. And that was, you know, he has the dad played by John Voight, who's always in trouble, Mickey Donovan.
Yeah, he's so good.
He has, you know, Eddie Marsden plays his brother Terry, who's a former boxer with Alzheimer's, or no, Parkinson's.
Right. Parkinson's, yeah.
Parkinson's. As the British Eddie Marsden rocks the Southie accent very well, by the way.
Parkinson's. And Dan Buffa and I, out in the hall, almost at the same time, realize that the word they say more than any other word is sure.
Sure.
Sure. Or that basic Boston accent, you go, hey, we pick me up in a few minutes?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Or no, it's more like, hey, Ray, you want to kill somebody for
me? Yeah, sure.
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 Sure. And that's it. End the scene.
Why else is Showtime going to steamroll over HBO?
I mean, I really think their boxing is getting better than HBO. I think they're getting more headlining fighters. Really, Ray Donovan's the reason, because you got to spend the whole, you got to watch all four seasons, because the fifth season, and you'll notice because you watch it like with me, they've kind of rocked the boat a little bit. They took away a major character. And I love it. I think that
the Russian guy.
One of the Donovans does go down in season five, and no show does that.
Hold on a second. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks.
You
for
don't
the
know which one, buddy.
You don't know
thank
which
you.
One.
Wow.
You don't know which one. But I will say that binge watch Ray Donovan right now. It's great.
No, I would agree.
I mean, it's one of those shows I think is kind of flown under the radar, even with a great cast, even with consistent story. But this season, the way they've rocked the boat and reshaped the whole story, it can go on for a couple more seasons.
Right. So that's television. You're not just going to do movies, obviously.
Yeah, television as well. I could do TV and movies.
What's the best movie right now to go to the theater and see? Because my daughter comes in Friday, and we're going to go see whatever that movie is about the guys that fight the brush fires.
Only the Brave.
Okay, yeah.
True story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots. Basically, the Navy SEALs firefighters.
Wow.
It's a true story.
I expect it to be good.
It's a great cast. You got Josh Brolin, Miles Teller. You have Jeff Bridges. Even Andy McDowell has come out of, film retirement to
Miles
play one of the
Miles Teller was the guy in Whiplash. Dan, did you see Whiplash?
I did.
About the drummer?
No, I didn't.
As a musician? Oh, my goodness, would you love that movie.
He was also in a movie last year about a real-life boxer named Vinny Pazienza, the boxer who broke his neck and came back and won two world titles. He was great. I actually had to interview the real-life boxer. He just raved about how good Miles Teller was. He's like, nobody could play me,
no,
but Miles did.
Teller is a very different kind of interesting guy. I feel sorry for Kilometers Teller.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
It's nonstop.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But if you don't go see Only the Brave, you can go.
We will. What's the other one?
Blade Runner 2049.
Everybody, I want to see that.
I'm telling you, I mean,
do you need to have seen the others?
No, good, there's only one more.
I saw the first one and I just did not like it.
No, I mean, this one I think is better because they expand upon the universe and they brand.
You said expand upon.
I know. I need more coffee.
Wow.
But of course, Ryan Gosling plays a younger version of Harrison Ford's Blade Runner.
Ryan Gosling, the guy that was in the L.A. whatever.
Yeah, La La
Land. He was in The Notebook as well. Yeah.
He's really good in this, though.
I can't stand that guy. His one expression, it's like looking up, being confused.
In this film, he has two expressions. Okay. So we're improving here.
All right.
But the problem with with Blade Runner 2049, it was a box office bomb because it is long. I will tell you right now, it's a long movie.
Okay.
And it's got a high budget. But here's the secret nobody's talking about. It is an art house film masquerading as a big budget movie. Because Denis Villeneuve, the director, who did
the what?
Denis Villeneuve, he is a French Canadian director who did Sicario, Arrival with Amy Adams, Prisoners with Hugh Jackman. But he does a great movie, but I think nobody told him you have to make sure this movie makes money. Because he made an art house film with a big budget, and Harrison Ford's great in it. It looks gorgeous. It's gorgeously shot. The story's great. It's better than the first one by a lot. Mm. But that's what you should take. But then again, Only the Brave might be the better pick, but it's not 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
I absolutely love stupid comedies, and I saw
Dumb and Dumber.
The best and funniest.
Dumb and Dumber.
No, to me, the best.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I saw there coming up, I guess, for Christmas or around Christmas, there's a new Will Ferrell movie coming out. I saw a trailer for that. And then there's another movie about...
Is that Stepdads 2?
Yes.
Looks hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's another one coming out that's a comedy. I love comedies. I'm not a big drama
suspense.
Like
based on a true story.
The movie that I'm most looking forward to. It's like, I don't remember what it's called, like Friday the 13th or something like that, or the 13th. And it's basically this girl who keeps having like a Groundhog Day experience.
Oh,
like
I watched that. Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day.
It is
That's
like
the one that I
It's like
see.
Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise meets Groundhog Day, because in order to find out who killed her, she has to keep dying over and over again. It's wow. the most.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's the freshest horror film I've seen in like 20 years.
I want to see that.
It's just got a sense of humor. I mean, why make it so serious? I mean, right. because those kind of movies, it's like brackets. You get like the slasher flick, the supernatural flick, which induces a nap, and then you just have the bad ones. But this one, it just combines them all because you don't know who the killer is, and she doesn't either. And it's a bunch of unknown actors playing the roles. It's really good. It's an hour and a half. It's not long. And it also has a really good ending because you think it's wrapped up and then it keeps going and going. But that's really good. And it's got some humor in it. And it's not good to combine those two genres.
I don't like humor in a horror movie.
Just like, you know, more like dark humor, not like, you know, slapstick comedy. Okay. But it's very deftly put in there. But I will say Daddy's Home 2
Daddy's
coming
Home.
Out?
That's
yeah, one. With Mark Wahlberg. And this is the whole thing, Frank, about this movie. Though Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell, great. John Lithgow is in it too. But Mel Gibson plays Mark Wahlberg's dad. That is the reason to see the movie, because you have Mel Gibson on a movie poster again.
Yeah, they finally forgave him.
Yeah. Well, it was like, you know, they have to. There's like a book of Hollywood rules. We'll forgive you in for this 5 years, for this
statute
10 years.
Limitations. Yeah. Well, what was the last movie Mel Gibson was in? The Beaver or something like that? Like
Expendables 3, he played the villain against the AARP squad. But he was good in that movie, but he just, because he's Mel Gibson, nobody talked about him. And then he was in a bunch of like direct-to-DVDs, and now they're like, we'll let you play Mark Wahlberg's gruff dad. You'll just basically playing Mel Gibson in a big-budget movie. So I'm excited about that to see, can Mel Gibson...
It's like his time out is over for him.
Yeah, it's
okay,
over.
Okay, Mel.
Yeah, they tagged him back into the ring.
Yeah.
His time's up, but it should have been up a long time ago. I like Mel.
All right. Is that pretty much it? Is that what you got?
That's what I got, yeah.
Well, we have to decide how to close it out, because if you get this gig, you have to have a close. You have to have an exit, a way to say, I'm finished. Matt, what did Max say?
My name's Max.
I'll be back. My name's Max, and I'll be back. I'm Dan, and I'm the man, I'm Dan the movie man, what would you like to use?
I will say that I am your movie guy. Here, now, and forever. And let me tell you something. Next week's going to be even better.
That's a horrible.
Here, now, and
something
forever.
That's horrible. Something that rhymes.
That's terrible. I am your movie guy. Here, now, and forever. That's terrible.
No, that was basically an audition line. So now I have to have the actual line.
That's not necessarily the real. But it is an audition, so you're supposed to, like, wow us with a close.
I'm basically, let's put it this way. Next week will be better.
I'm Dan Buffa. I've had enough of.
And there you go. Write it down. That's it.
That's it. I'm Dan Buffa. I've had enough of.
Oh, man. Or I'm Dan Buffa, and you've probably heard enough of.
Enough of.
How about that?
Exactly.
I'm Dan Buffa. You've probably heard enough of. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to close like that. And if you don't like it, if you get a second chance, you don't have to use it. But for now, that's what we'll use. You go ahead and use it, and then he'll give you the same music we brought you in with.
My name's Dan Buffett. I'm sure you've had enough of.
All right, I like it. That works for me. Let's do that. Let's all go to the lobby. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of thank you applause for Dan Buffa. He did a fantastic job. Even with the interruptions. The interruptions are part of the test.
It is.
You see how you can.
I mean, nobody can come on the radio and expect not to be interrupted.
And a little breaking news that's pertinent to his subject. Amazon Studios head Roy Price resigned today amid sexual harassment claims at
his
studio.
Here it goes.
Well.
Here we go.
The windfall has started.
The dominoes are starting to fall.
And guess what? Yeah. Here's a hot take, medium hot take. If Harvey Weinstein doesn't get caught, that guy doesn't get caught either. Now they're just shoving them all out into light. It's almost like shoving a vampire into a lit room now. Just wait. More are going to drop next week.
You're not realizing that your time is up and you're not supposed to be talking. Dan Buffa, and you've had enough of it. That was it for you.
I know, but I still...
No, now we have to close it again.
That's it. Now we have to do it again.
No, do it again.
Had enough of it.
No, do it again. Go ahead.
My name's Dan Buffa, and you must have had enough of.
Look, we have rules here. When you're done, you're done. When you're finished, you're finished. That's it. We slam it shut. That was Dan Buffa auditioning for the job that Max had with us before, and I think he did a terrific job. We have to take a break. Can I do a little business here? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. No worries.
Let's do that. And Dan, I do that, you're free to leave. I don't know a better way to say it, but your part is.
Get the hell out.
The audition is over. And I, you know, I'll hear from listeners, and they'll either hate you or like you, and I'll be in touch. Thank you for coming, by the way. I had to reach over and shake Dan's hand. It was nice meeting you. It really was. We'll talk about him after he leaves, about what we thought about that. Nice to see you, Dan, there. He did a really good job.
I think he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I don't want to be here to say that.
He needs to wear less cologne next time, though, man.
His, a lot of cologne.
His cologne just blew the room up.
Now, see, I didn't smell it.
I had enough of it.
See what he did there?
He's had enough of
Buffalo. Incorporated the clothes.
You know what?
Yeah. I didn't get applause when I came up with the I'm Dan Buffa and you've had enough of. I didn't get a credit for that. That was Dan. Yeah, I thought he did a really, really good job. He's had a little experience, though, even if it is in writing.
But Frank, you're the star. He smells better than you, and that can't happen if he's going to come back.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. That's not a good thing. Try to tone that down a little bit. You cannot smell better than
right.
I smell.
Right.
Dan Buffa, if he were really the segment host, would have been brought to you by Window World, as would Kevin yesterday have been brought to you by Window World. And they will, or somebody will, when they're the full-time segment host. Window World is in the window business. They're in the business of selling a window that is one of only two replacement windows that you can buy that have the good housekeeping seal of approval, because it's not easy to get and it's not easy to keep. They don't have any trouble keeping it, because the good housekeeping people come back at you every, I don't know, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, and say, hey, before you can continue using that sticker, we need to make sure your window is still the quality it was when we gave you that endorsement, and still the value. And it is. 14 and a half years later, it's exactly the same quality. And if you remember that gasoline scare, when people, and I'm not making this up, there were people in the news that said gas could hit $10 a gallon. It did go way up there to bumping $4 in some places. They did not raise the prices, and they didn't increase the price or decrease the quality. Window World Windows. This is the window with a lifetime warranty. This is the window that's in almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area in just 14 and a half years. There are a lot of reasons. It's the best seller in the country. Window World. You want a great window at a reasonable price? Here's your window. Window World. You want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise and a Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Make
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow,
Arizona, Alabama, Louisville, Alabama. All right, that means it's time to check with Bill Cleveland. I have no idea where he is. Hope we'll get back soon because we need to have some video shot here in the studio for my new website. But he is somewhere, and wherever he is, he's brought to you by, yes, that's right, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. Bill, where are you and where are you taking us?
Well, I'm in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi today, Frank, and
I've heard of it.
It is one of, I would say, my top three favorite small towns in all of America. So here's sort of the deal. You're looking for a place to get away. I would highly suggest coming here to historic old town Bay St. Louis to kind of paint the picture for you. It's along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It is the first, I would say, main city that you'll find heading east from New Orleans. You can kind of cross over the lake there, and then you'll find yourself eventually in Bay St. Louis. And it's just a fabulous place. People are incredibly nice. And I know I always say that about the South, but I mean, just today walking around, I was shooting a little video, taking some pictures. And anytime you make eye contact with anybody in this town, you got yourself a new friend. They'll say hello. They want to know how you're doing. They'll invite you in for tea. I mean, really, honest to God, people are so freaking nice.
Well, my first 15 years of my life were in the South, so you're right. It's stars. What are you videoing? Are you in the movie?
Right. Business?
Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah.
And then they'll say, hey, yeah. Where are you from?
Incredibly friendly, very laid back. Lots of great little restaurants. What I think is really cool is you can go down. I'm not a big fishing guy, but what is sort of neat, you can go down, you can catch a fish, let's say here on the harbor there, and you bring it up to one of the restaurants, and they'll bread it and, you know, clean it up, bread it, and they'll cook it for you. So it's kind of a cool thing. The harbor is absolutely beautiful. It's sort of the talk of the Mississippi Gulf. They rebuilt it after Hurricane Katrina, and I'm telling you, this thing is sharp, and people dock their boats from all over this part of the country, and you come on and you have some great places to eat, great little antique shops. And for me, I think the neatest thing here in Bay St. Louis, they have the Mississippi Blues Trail, which you can explore a lot of history throughout the state. But here in Bay St. Louis, they have what's called the 100 Men Hall. And what this is an old dance hall. And I interviewed the lady a couple of years ago that bought this place. She had no idea what it was other than an old dance hall. And then one by one, some of the, let's call them the elders of the neighborhood, one by one started popping in and say things like, hey, you know what, when I was a kid, I saw Ike and Tina Turner play here. Or, oh my gosh, when I was a kid, we came and we saw Ray Charles play here. So it turns out it's this historic dance hall where people like, you know, Ray Charles or wherever, all these great artists, B.B. King, Louis Armstrong, they would start in New Orleans along the trail and make their way down the coast, and they would come to this 100 Men Dance Hall. So lots of cool history.
And why is it called the 100 Men Dance Hall?
Because before it was a dance hall, it was a men's only club. I don't know if there were 100 men exactly or how that worked, but before it was a dance hall, it was a men's only club. And so that's what it's called, the 100 Men Hall. So you want to find some more out about that or other things along the Gulf Coast here, we're checking them out for you. You can go to BillOnTheRoad.com or Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And I am Bill on the Road on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, courtesy of Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is the website if you want to know more. But the largest selling replacement window in the United States. Larry Connors, as you might know, comes on as soon as this show ends at 6 o'clock. A little bit about what Larry has tonight. Larry's going to talk about the legal charges for Harvey, and he's renamed him Wine Stink. It's okay, kids, to laugh at that. Yeah, or Harvey Wine Stink. So Larry will talk about the legal charges. He will also talk about female teachers who sexually prey on students. Numerous cases, they are treated differently than male teachers who do that. Dr. Rick Lehman will be on with Larry to answer questions about injuries from sports.
There, we could talk. Tim should probably talk
about
Dr.
Your knee.
Rick.
You might need to.
He's a good doctor.
And Jane Fonda says that she's not proud of the United States. Hey, Jane. Didn't you learn your lesson from that Vietnam thing? Yeah. And, of course, Larry has a few remarks for Jane. And the phone lines will be open for you to join in. There's also a report of a new sighting and picture of Bigfoot.
What?
A lot going on in that Larry Connor show. Jane Fonda. Not proud of you. Jane, we're not proud of you, except we still made you very, very rich. What is your beef with the United States?
Has she ever been proud of this country?
No, I don't think so, but she was able to make a ton of money here. Yet,
off air, do you mind if we go through that? Because I know that she had, that she was protesting the Vietnam thing, but I don't know all of it.
Well, she had a photo taken with basically the enemy sitting on some gun or something, and essentially saying that I'm on the other side, and we shouldn't. You don't do that. Spit in the face of the soldiers, the military, and the people. Whether or not it was a good thing to be there or not, you support the men and women who are just doing what they feel they need to do for this country.
Right.
And she essentially said she spat on them essentially verbally, and it didn't go over very well. Yet she still went on to get very, very rich. Do not go away. The play.